Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspapers of the day. Butte's police blotter rarely disappoints. Girl's male attire gets her into court. Marky Knapp, 17 years old and pretty, dressed in a boy's suit with a cap pulled down over her short-cut curls, appeared before Police Judge Woody yesterday morning to answer a charge of vagrancy. She told the judge that she was from Chicago and was beating it across the country looking for work. "I need to work," she said, "and I'm willing to do anything that's honorable. I'm dressing like a man because it's easier to travel without money that way." She said she'd made her own way in Chicago, but decided to see what the West is like. Judge Whitty dismissed the case against her to permit her to continue her quest for work. Father arrested for spanking son. Dan Reed of 324 and a half South Montana Street was arrested on complaint of his 8-year-old son on a charge of disturbance. The boy said that his father had attempted to punish him and that he preferred to have his case tried in juvenile court. In the police court yesterday morning, Reed pleaded guilty to the charge but declared he had not spanked the boy very hard. Judge Woody warned the father to use care in administration of such punishment and dismissed the case. Pete Snodgrass, a miner who claims he has worked steadily in the Black Rock mine since last July, appeared in police court yesterday morning as a complaining witness against Jay Vistala, C. Taylor, and Harry Merfrey, charged with vagrancy. He declared to the court that the men were not obeying the wartime state law requiring every man to work 5 days a week. He said the three were loafers who hang around the local saloons with no visible signs of support. One of the defendants, Vistala, said that he's a professor of music and that he taught students to play several instruments. He said he'd been playing in a saloon orchestra because business was dull. He was dismissed. The other two were fined $10 each. Chief of Police Murphy is conducting a search for Mrs. Roy Clark, thought to be in Butte, to tell her that her husband, a detective, is in Akron, Ohio, seriously wounded and may not live. Yesterday, the Butte Police Chief received a letter from Akron stating that Clark stopped off there and, while cleaning his revolver, accidentally shot himself through the left breast. On his person were letters signed by his wife in Butte, but without a street address. Clark was carrying a ticket to Butte. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.